This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with Tim Johnson, who is the executive editor of Geological Magazine. Importantly, the deputy head of the School of Earth and Planetary Sciences in Western Australia, publishing with his colleagues in Nature Magazine, the premier peer-reviewed magazine, Giant Impacts in the Origin and Evolution of Continents. We're now in the Archean period between 3.8 and about 2.9 billion years is the period we're looking ago, a long time ago, before what we generally understand as cellular life, although that's a detail that'll come up. Now, the question is it mantle up from the bottom, or is it giant impact creating the conditions for mantle to come up? Tim has just given us an example of the giant impact and a technical word that Tim uses in his article, upwelling. The mantle itself upwells. And when it gets to the surface, Tim, there's an illustration in your Nature magazine of something forming on the surface. What is that formation? Is that a craton? Is that what we're seeing now, that moment?
That is the protocraton. So that you absolutely need that stage. That's the initial formation of this primitive, basaltic, dark-colored proto-continent. So constructed from melting the mantle, as you said, upwelling, a big upwelling of heat, much as you might see in a lava lamp a kind of situation where you're having the hot wax rise up. But you then need some time for that big basaltic primitive blob to form the evolved pale colored granites. And that's so important because granites have such a lower density compared to these basaltic primitive rocks. And it's that density that basically makes the continents float. But you have to form those granites in the first place. And what we're arguing is that it's only in the really biggest impacts that you form a big enough primitive blob that sits there and gets hot enough at its base that it itself starts to melt. And that we know, and we've known for a very long time from experiments and other mechanisms, that is how we produced the first continental crust, these sodic granites, so-called TTGs, that you find absolutely everywhere on the planet where you find ancient rocks.
So the granite is created on the as an aspect of the upwelling mantle. And that is then so light, it drifts on top of the mantle. And that's the drift that, Tim, isn't it correct that continental drift is less than a century old? I believe this was controversial when I was at university. It was still argued at your geological confabs. Is that correct, Tim?
That is correct. So when I started my undergraduate degree in the late 1980s, plate tectonics was the widely accepted paradigm there. But we were still talking about things called geosynclines and things that I can't even remember what they were. So people trying to explain how we had, mountain belts and big deep oceanic trenches and things. Now, continental drift goes back a bit further, a bit earlier than plate tectonics. Plate tectonics was the mechanism to explain continental drift. But Alfred Wegener was the first person really to just from looking, or initially from looking at the beautiful fits between Western Africa and South America, how those coastlines fit together. He proposed that the continents must have drifted. And I'm sure 99% of people thought he was completely bonkers when he first proposed that. But he was proven right.
Well, I don't think the bonkers is an applicable word for the idea that we're the product of the late great bombardment. This is a joy, Tim. We've found where we come from. Now, those asteroids heading into us at 3.8 billion years ago, we have now the conditions, granite on the top and the molten underneath. However, we need plate tectonics. So what explains the subduction and of the pulling apart of the mantle, the pulling apart of the continent, earthquakes itself? Is that a product of the giant impact, or is that something to do with the ancient mantle?
So plate tectonics and subduction, again, this is a very controversial subject. There are some people, some research groups that would argue plate tectonics was operating in the Hadean area, so when all these giant impacts were smashing into Earth. Other people would argue that plate tectonics didn't arrive until 800 million years ago. It sounds a ridiculously long time ago, but in geologically speaking, that's relatively recently. So the onset of plate tectonics really, in my opinion, requires the Earth to have cooled down quite significantly from that late Hadean and early Archean. And some people have actually argued that you can start subduction with giant impacts. So it's possible that plate tectonics did emerge once the planet had got cool enough and those plate boundaries were initiated by giant impacts. Yes, it's possible, but that's not something I would like to hang my hat on.
Well, I'm just asking about, because in the illustration in Nature magazine, the last stage shows subduction starting. So perhaps it was there beforehand, but a subduction now becomes an aspect of the continents. Do you say continents accrete? Is that how accreting Earth? Would a continent be accreting granite?
So continents can accrete together, yes. So when two pieces of continent collide, such as India did with Asia to create the Himalaya, that's a process we call accretion, yes.
Pilbara craton illustrates this process of top-down giant impact. You name other cratons. This sounds like a wonderful tour on an ocean liner, you know, come with us to cratons. So we go from Western Australia. There's another one in Western Australia, the Yilgarn craton. And then there's the Slave craton in Canada. These cratons all look in front of you to test your thinking. Is that correct, Tim? You're off to other cratons.
We would like to. It's many of these places are very remote, so you need helicopters and things to get in. So it's very expensive. It's pretty difficult to squeeze money out of governments at the moment to get this research funded. But the beautiful thing about the Pilbara, I mean, we're very lucky to have it right on our back door, but it's pretty much pristine. So even though it's been bashed about a bit by colliding other bits of colliding continent at its edges, in its core, where we were working, it's pretty much pristine. And you're looking at an almost perfect section through the really ancient Earth that we have available to us. But there are plenty of places, almost every continent, and the cratons that you've already mentioned have rocks of this antiquity. But generally, they're much more highly altered and have been deformed and folded and remelted and stuff in other places. So the evidence is even more cryptic than it is in the Pilbara craton. But you can sort of tantalizingly see the hints of the same pattern that we see in the Pilbara data, the data that we've carefully filtered from there. You can see a hint of that pattern in lots of other places. And we would really like to go back and analyze those rocks in more detail and see if our theory is more widely applicable. That is to say that all the continents formed at the sites of giant meteorite impacts.
Tim Johnson is the deputy head of the School of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Curtin University in Western Australia. He is also the executive editor of Geological Magazine, publishing with his colleagues in Nature Magazine, new thinking about where the continents that we're standing on right now came from, extending possibility that without the continents, we don't have the conditions for the Cambrian explosion about 500 million years ago. You understand the shin bone is eventually connected to the brain. The title is Giant Impacts and the Origin and Evolution of Continents. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.